Hello, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from March 24th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ. Towards you, right? Friday's action was a bit mixed for the indices we follow on the video here. We saw the U.S. dollar lead the way to the upside, along with NASDAQ Composite, NASDAQ 100 for U.S. equity indexes. Even saw crude in positive territory, but ultimately we saw the Russell 2000, along with the S&P Kuwait, negative territory. We even saw gold, along with developed markets and emerging markets, finish the day in negative territory. Now, looking at the chart of gold, we did see it reverse down with Friday's action, coming down just above that $3,000 level, pulling back and seeing some normalization of this 10-week trading band here, a weekly overbought oversold reading for gold at the moment. Would still need to see a little bit more of a pullback to call it being an actionable territory. Would probably need to pull back below 3,000, but between 2,950 and 3,000 would be a potentially healthy pullback for GC forward slash there. Looking at crude, still haven't seen it reverse up indexes, still holding support there at 66, still takes a move above 69 currently to move it off of that low level of support. And then looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we did see it reverse down with Friday's action there to 41,600, putting in another lower top here, something we'll continue to monitor here. We'll see if we can maybe make a higher bottom here. If we continue lower, we'll now monitor that support there at 40,800 for the Dow. NASDAQ Composite also reversing down as well. At this point, testing that near-term support there at 17,500 to move below 17,400. We move it back to a sell signal, and we still are watching that support there, that recent low there at 17,300 for the NASDAQ Composite. As far as looking at some indicator action, this is the distribution curves. And first, we'll take a look at the bullish percents here. Over the past week, we didn't see a major increase, somewhat of an increase in the average bullish percent reading, and saw some sectors reverse back into X's, so at least seeing some participation return with last week's action. But also worth bearing in mind that over the past week, we saw that weekly average overbought, oversold reading for these 40 industry groups at least begin to normalize somewhat, not in a major way, but we're beginning to see this curve sort of shift back towards the middle rather than being very slanted or skewed to the left here when we started on the 14th, or when we look at the 14th action. So worth keeping an eye on these distribution curves week to week, just to sort of see how they may change, and it can kind of give you and offer you some perspective there. Now on Wednesday, we see PCE data coming out. So we this comes out after the Fed meeting last week, in which we saw the 10-week chart reverse down after third during Thursday's trading there to 4.2%, putting in a lower top here. Still see that recent lows of 4.15 is where we've settled. So we'll continue to monitor that in the near term. And from there, looking at individual stocks, we do have Cintas CTAS reporting this week. The reason we bring it up is it's a 5 for 5, and it's testing some support here at 190. Maybe below 188 would return it to a sell signal, but also see some support there at 182. So we're just bearing in mind with that one, the earnings upcoming on Wednesday for it. And then on Thursday, there's a few retail names out there. Lululemon, probably the biggest among them, has been one of the stocks that we've seen really move around in terms of attribute, as it's a pretty volatile name here. We actually saw it reverse down into a column of O's earlier this month on its market RS chart, falling down to a 1 for 5. I've seen it give consecutive sell signals since February, most recently completing a double bottom break there at 328. So we'll watch support here at 300, as well as you see some additional in that 300 to upper 290 range as well. But moves below that would start looking to evaluate from there. Then additionally, on the upside, a move above 336, at least currently, would return it to a buy signal. But that'll wrap us up for today's video. As always, if you have any questions about a particular position, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.